This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Welcome back. Listen, I'll tell you, these are interviews that you would have liked to get more time on, but when Coach Pitso has just landed in the country and is leaving immediately, you know, and you've been asking for so long and he makes time for you, you can't say no, don't come. He might just come after another season because you don't know where he might end up. And then Coach Jose Rivero as well has to go. So you try to serve the Power people, even though I know that at home you are thinking we should have gotten more time. But anyway, we are where we are. Coach, this is just the day of congratulations. Congratulations on winning the league, another league title.
Thanks for the invite, Maskepe. You pulled a big one. I'm 30 minutes in South Africa, 5 minutes at my house, and I'm in your studio. I'm in your show. I mean, I don't know how you pulled this one, but I think you've got some things with my office that you can penetrate somewhere. And I say, I just landed, guys. They say, yeah, but you have to go to Muscap. But for Muscap, my brother, I've seen you coming at the lowest level, and now you're at the highest level.
And you gave me stick there in the beginning.
No, but yeah, but there's quality behind it. But first, I must congratulate the Buccaneers. The coach, first year, 2 trophies. I'm very much impressed. And I've been listening to him about formations and tactics. He's spot on. He knows his stuff, and he's calm, humble, and he's done very well. You know how my opinion about European coaches in South Africa. This is what we need to see. This is value add. Brilliant. This is what we need from European coaches in South Africa.
I wonder as well, Coach. Okay, Egypt would be different because they wanted you. They kept on talking about you. They had banners about you. When you went to Saudi, was the reception the same that sometimes we give to, you know, foreign coaches coming here to say, who is this guy? Was it the same with you when you go to Saudi?
You're dealing with 2 different countries.
Sure.
If you land in Egypt and you're an Al-Ahli coach and you land in Saudi and you're an Al-Ahli coach of a team relegated with people heartbroken, you're not going to get the same reception.
Sure.
So, yes, of course, the Egyptians have got more passion and energy for the game. They love the team much. Doesn't mean that the Saudis don't love the game. Al-Ahli is a big club, huge. You must see the interest now when the team is back to the Russian league. You'll see the stands. Full again. The stands were full in the first division, by the way. So it's a big club. And there is passion in Saudi. It's just a different space of football, totally different from Egypt. It's a different kettle of fish.
So I was asking the coach about winning trophies in your first season.
Yeah, unbelievable. He did very well.
But you did it too. And you found the team in a bit of a tough situation. They were not doing well. And I think when we spoke to you in Sandton, and you said that they just want promotion. It doesn't have to be number one. But then it ended up being number one where you get the championship.
Yeah, but Maskepe, you know, I work to win trophies. I don't like to add numbers. I try my best. Doesn't mean I'll win. But I will go for it and I'll give everything to win it. And if it's possible, you can. So it was possible. But I didn't want to talk too much about winning the league at that time because I have to land first and see the mentality of the players, if they want it or not. It's not us. We're not playing.
Now, this is where it comes, Coach. Because your mentality, we know it. You come in, there's a few games played. When you go to Egypt, at least you had the knowledge of the league first. You had played against Al Ahly many times. Here in South Africa as well, first season you didn't win it. Obviously, you had to save the club because Sundowns was looking like it would be relegated. So you had a bit of time to see things change.
I didn't have
a
first season at Sundowns. I had half season.
Yeah, half season. Yes.
My first full season, yes.
We won the league.
We won the league, yes.
That's what I'm saying, that when you get to Egypt, the league, you know, it was almost towards the end, and then you won the Champions League.
Yeah.
And then Sundowns as well, you come, you save them, and then you win the league the following season. But there, already you are on a minus because the games have already been played.
Yeah.
And then you win the league in a league, that, in a country, a league that you don't know. That's the dynamic I want to understand. How do you pull that off?
Sango, Manfred. I don't know how to escape. Maskep, you must you have to understand the team you have, you have to understand the opposition, you have to understand how your team plays, you have to understand how the opposition work, and you have to give a vision, you got to have a plan, and the plan must be achievable and must be realistic. And but in football you got to have the tools to achieve your plan, and with the tools to achieve the plan are life, I'll say social values or ethics, where you need commitment, you need discipline, you need hard work, you need honesty, you need trust, you need to be compassionate, you need all those things. Those things are very important to do football. And people think football is tactics, is a formation, is for 3-3. No, it's way, way, way beyond that. That's why you can find two equally good teams playing on the pitch, but then the other one wins because of character, because of the will to win, because they want to win. And you can also have a team that's not very, very good and beat the team that is good because they want it more, because they're hungry, because they plan for it. They have a system to win. You must remember, these days it's not about ball possession to win the match. And it's game management, and it's not how many times you have the ball, and it's not the frills of you looking nice and looking good, and it's not how you start, it's how you end.
And this is where I wanted to go with you, coach, because wherever you've gone now, the expectation, even if you sometimes don't want to say it, but you've just said now that you want to win, the expectation is that you win. You've become what in South Africa, Africa. Let's stop even how when you were maybe first season at Sundowns at SuperSport, we knew how you played, your style of play. Does it now have to change where you know, I've got an assignment, I've got a project, I must deliver a title, a championship, something like that?
There are times when I used to play to try and just win, because just to win. There are times where I used to love to play beautiful football and still lose. Mm. I remember at SuperSport United when we played well, but sometimes we lose, you know, and you sulk and say, yeah, you come to the TV or interview, yeah, the better team lost, and yeah, we played well, you know, all that. And who
you
cares?
Don't want those things
who
anymore.
Cares? That? Who
Nobody
cares about
cares.
That? It's about results. You know, of course you want to win in a good way, in
sure.
a nice way, in a fashionable way, you know, where you want to win like that. But sometimes you have to do what you have to do to win, because there are games that are more important to win than the way you play. And there are games that you can see, this one is a free-flowing one and we can express ourselves, we can do well. Yes, take it. But it's maturity also and experience. We learn, we grow. You can hear the coach of Orlando Pirates, his experience, he's matured. And don't say much, say less. And
but you guys are different, coach. When are you? I don't think you got there and said, we will see. The coach Pizzo I know from here to Egypt is a coach Pizzo who will say the trophy must be on the table.
But that's it. What are you playing for? what are you playing for?
Mm.
No, who remembers second best? If I ask you in...
I don't even remember the, 2000 what year it was when you finished second to Vets.
Who was the second in the MTN 8? You don't remember.
Nobody cares.
No, who cares? So you must win the trophy. But your job is to win the trophy, especially when you had Pirates, you had Sundowns, you had Chiefs, those big clubs. You know, you can't expect teams that is... you can't expect Skukuni to win the league. Yes, cup, it's cup, you know. Four games, and you can lose all the league games in a month and win the cup games, and you can win a cup. It has happened to many teams.
Yeah,
yes, but the Pirates and Sundowns and Chiefs also. There's Africa. There's local the PSL, and there is a cup, and there's traveling. You know, and one thing that people misunderstand is. This Africa is very difficult tournament, and even Asia, their Champions League is well structured. You don't travel all over the place like Africa. It's groups, and you play in certain areas. You know, it's like you say north, east, west, and south, and then you say okay, the best two or the best four teams come into one place, and then it plays, and then in 10 days it's finished.
Mm.
So. Is you don't travel that much in Asia for these things, but Africa is a very it's like Copa Libertadores, mm. which is South America.
Sure.
It's huge, it's big. You travel from the south to go to the north is mm. very far.
Okay, no, I get you. And there's this thing, the interest in sports now in Saudi. I mean, Anthony Joshua. The boxing fights were there.
Mm.
I think in Jeddah, you've got the Grand Prix in Saudi Arabia in Jeddah.
Formula One, yeah. First time Formula I saw one. That. That was
oh, you went?
Yes.
How was it?
She went also here.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, she is Lilinda, yes. Yeah. Coach Peter's daughter.
No, the whole family.
Mm.
Yeah, unbelievable. What an opportunity to see Formula One with your naked eye. It's unbelievable to see it live. You know, oh, it's amazing how... The speed, how they take the turns, the corners. But anyway, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
So yeah, Saudi can do anything.
Because I want to understand the attraction, coach.
They've bought Newcastle. They can do anything. They can do anything. They are just unbelievable. They can bring Ronaldo and pay him money that he has never earned for in his whole career.
And Benzema looks to be on the way as well.
And there's talks that they're going to be about 10 or 12 players to come to the Saudi Premier League. They call it the Russian League.
Mm.
They want to hype it up. They want people to talk about it. They want you to watch it. They want other people to watch it. And it creates interest. I mean, Ronaldo created such a big interest, to be honest.
Now, you've promoted the club and you still have a year. Are you going to be there when those 12 big names are coming, your Benzemas and so on?
No, my route has nothing to do with Benzema.
No, I know, yeah.
My route is my route. You know, when you start, Steve Compeller likes to say, kind of what did he say? He says, don't envy your neighbor.
Yeah.
You know, or now. and then you start saying, you know,
mm.
you put yourself under stress, under pressure. No. I have my vision, my route, and I have a contract for one more year. Yeah, but a contract is on paper, né?
Mm.
And a contract can be broken, and a contract
anytime.
Can be violated.
I know Sundowns fans were crying because you signed a contract and then 3 weeks later you left and they were crying all over the place.
Yeah, but...
I'm just responding to the part that the contract can always
be broken. Yeah, but also, they also have taken players out of the contract.
Yeah, yeah.
So what's the issue here?
No.
We must talk about the left and the right, you know?
Of course.
So, and I was there also when we did that, when you terminated contracts and we had to tell guys, oh go on loan,
mm.
you know? Yes, it's part of life, it's part of business, and I might be in Saudi, I might not. But contractually, I'm there. Do I want to be there next year with the team? Yes, I want to. That's the vision. Why we promote the team and all that. But we need to share the common vision, and we haven't shared the vision together. So,
have you sat down though to
no,
talk?
We haven't. So you see, that's why I can't say.
So all this talk, is it just filtering from the media? From just
media is media. For me, Maskepe, I need the president of the team to sit down with me and say, this is what I think the vision is, and I need to say no, we can, or I don't think we can, based on this fact and this fact. Mm. And maybe we are. It's always good to be ambitious. Everybody wants to be ambitious.
Sure.
But sometimes the. You know, they're saying goals must be realistic and achievable and must be exciting.
Sure.
But, you know, Saudi, they can buy a new team. I hope you understand.
I get you.
They can buy a new team. They can make a Manchester City. I think you know what Manchester City was before. Mm-hmm. You know, this Manchester mm-hmm. City now.
I know the Manchester City of Elano. And
they can buy a new team. And this team can be something else tomorrow. And by the way, teams now lately is money. Yes, Pep Guardiola is a top coach, but when without Haaland and Kevin De Bruyne and all sure. those players, there's no good coach with bad players. We are all the coaches. If you have bad players, you are not a good coach.
Sure.
Because yes, you are a teacher. You don't have students who wants to come to school, who wants to put an effort, who wants to do that. But you are a good teacher.
Mm.
You never get the results.
No.
So it just works like that.
So because it's almost impossible not to ask about all these things that are in the media. I mean, this morning I come to work and I see this interview that for the last 4 months you guys have not been paid in Saudi. How true is that?
Yeah, but this is not a surprise for me because we came to the team knowing that the team was under administration because sure. of the past administration was not good.
Mm.
And the Minister of Sports, they took the team under administration and mm-hmm. they appointed a new president,
sure.
which is the temporary president, which is the one that brought me to the team.
Mm.
And there were a lot of financial issues or whatever, but for me and my technical team, and we didn't say that to the media, obviously.
Sure.
I just said, guys, we need to go put a footprint in Asia, and the only team at this point in time.
Wait, so when you went there, even chance. When you knew, you didn't tell your team.
Coaches.
Yeah.
No, I told them. They knew.
Ah, okay.
I said, this is the situation. Do you want to be in Asia? We need this is the, and you must know that Saudi is the strongest in Asia.
Mm.
Saudi League is the strongest.
No, they were. I mean, it's the strongest league in Asia. I think
that's why Hilal wins the Champions League all the time. That's why.
And they go to the Club World Cup.
Yes. And if it's not, I mean, who? I mean, it's a fact. You know? So that is the situation in Saudi. In Brazil is the strongest federation in CONMEBOL.
So you know, it always happens, coach, when things are not going well for you somewhere. When there was a lot of talk in Egypt, and all the legends were saying all kinds of stuff.
Yeah,
Kaiser Chiefs fans were saying, "Come back here." And then now there's these issues as well happening in Saudi, and Kaiser Chiefs fans are still saying, "I know you are on Twitter, and you see they tag you every day."
Yeah, I see, but it's Twitter.
Yeah, but the Chiefs fans want to. Has there been anything?
Are we going to talk about Twitter?
No, let's forget Twitter. Kaiser Chiefs, have they said anything to you?
No.
Nothing?
I don't know. I'll ask my agent. My agent has never told me anything about Kaiser Chiefs.
Now,
he told me about a few things at this point in time to say, hey.
Zamalek?
There is this. No, Zamalek, no. You can't. No, no. Zamalek, the problem with Zamalek is they came once I'm in the middle of the season.
Mm.
You know? I mean, I have a team and I'm second on the log, and I'm trying to get promotion here, and then my agent tells me that there is a request from somebody who says represents Zamalek, but you have to come now. No, no. How can I do that?
No.
I can't drop. I've been wanting to be in Asia, and now I leave. No, you can't do that.
So you come back here.
Where?
Home.
Anything is possible, Muscat. Why not? You don't want me in South Africa?
No, I'm not saying I don't want you here. I'm just, I mean, when I look at the trajectory of your career, you've just won a championship now.
Yes.
I it's what you were saying to our players who would go to Europe and then come back when they are 26, 27. It would surprise me if you were to come back here.
No, you can't be surprised. I like projects. It's a project. If there's a project, if somebody has a vision of how this thing, he wants it, and I have my way to say, I think this should, it can go like this, and can go in step one, step two, step three, you know.
Then there's one team that can offer you that at the moment, because Mamelodi Sundowns has got three coaches. Orlando Pirates, you've just seen the two trophies
no,
now.
No, coach is doing well at Pirates.
That's what I'm saying.
Why
there's only
that?
Kaiser Chiefs who's talking about you. If they offer you a project, are you in?
They haven't offered.
I'm just saying if they do.
I don't know. You have to see. Mm. You have to think first. This, you must also know, Maskep, it's not easy to come back to Africa. Mm. It's not easy. Because sometimes you want to win trophies, you want to win the Champions League with another team, you want to win trophies in North Africa. I always wanted to be in North Africa. I always wanted to be in Morocco.
This is what I know.
All that. Yes. And then I had an opportunity. And then my opportunity to come to Asia was there. So I went to Asia. So Africa is not really at the moment a really exciting project, because if I come here, Maskep, what do I have to win? I win the league.
You see, you and
I five times, and
you and I we are agreeing. This is why I'm saying that I'd be surprised if you were to come here. So you
no, but it depends what the vision is, what the project is.
Okay. Now here's my question, yes. When you were here,
but I went to the Yellow League also. Yellow League there means first division there.
Yes.
So I went to the first division, and weren't you not surprised that 6 months back, I played against the champions of Saudi, the champions of Asia, and we beat them 4-0 6 months back. And 6 months back, then I was in the first division. You know, it's like beating a Lakhli 4-0 in Africa, and then 6 months back, you're coaching in the
second division of Egypt.
Second division of Egypt.
But this
is
what
Egypt.
So here's my question, yes. Coach. When you were here, you said you want to go to North Africa when you were at Sundowns. And then you go to North Africa and you said you want to go
to because North
Asia.
Africa has always appealed to me to say, why can't we break the ice with North Africa?
So what do you want to break now? This is the question.
What ice I want to break?
Yeah.
What if it's an ice of awakening the sleeping giant?
Which one?
The many sleeping giants in the world.
Which one is catching your attention now?
I don't know, Maskepe.
You've never been,
I'm on holiday now.
You've never been cryptic. You are living on Sunday.
I'm on holiday. Yes, I'm going. Oh, I need a break. I haven't had
a
break.
Oh, it's a break?
No, it's a holiday.
Oh, I thought you were going to speak to people.
Off season, no. I don't talk to people now.
Not anymore.
No, not now. The phone off. After 15, 20 days, yes, we speak. And by the way, I have a team. I'm contracted to a team. So,
but when there's this kind of uncertainty and then somebody, a Kaiser Chiefs comes and says...
There's a lot of uncertainty, and we have to be honest. Mm. It's disturbing. And I can't really say that I'm excited to go back, of course.
Mm.
No, not really. But you're excited with the project of... now being in the Premier League in Saudi, you know, but also we have tough issues. It's not easy. We have FIFA has banned us from registering players, and Russian League has got eight foreigners in the Premier League of Saudi, and the foreigners they bring are players from Flamengo, players from France, players from Europe. They bring players from
La Liga.
Because they have the money to pay. So you can't go with your team, meaning my team, the way it is, the promoted team. Remember, my promoted team are players who go on loan from this team and this team and this team, and not on loan from the Premier League, on loan from the first division teams. So really, we made
a miracle.
We made wine out of water. Unbelievable. I don't know how I pulled it.
You see, this is the problem. I couldn't pass this opportunity of speaking to you because I know you are leaving and I had to do it. Now, because there's just all these things. The Peter Musimani's soccer schools
are exciting. It's pumping. Tomorrow.
What's happening?
Tomorrow we have About 100 children. Am I right? 100 children.
Where?
In the different schools. They're registering. It's exciting. And now the phones are late. They're coming late. Now other children are jealous. And the parents were late to register. Oh, but why? Can we register tomorrow?
Welcome
because they're getting their
South
kid.
Africa, coach.
They're getting their kid. It's beautiful tomorrow. Oh, I love it.
But,
this
but
thing
what
is turning into a monster. It's
but,
unbelievable.
But what is the aim? What is the plan with it?
Maskepe, where are the children? Children at school.
Yeah.
If you want to have access to all the children to play football, they're at the schools. Mm. They are not at the clubs. So clubs is how many clubs is how many academies?
Yeah,
how many?
Only a few.
Yes.
And
so
everywhere there's a
everyone
school,
wants
three,
to play
four,
football.
Five
we're in Polokwane, we're everywhere. So everybody wants to play.
Yeah.
So the best thing is to go to school and teach them the right way of playing football so that when they go to a club, in case they go to a club, at least they have had about 3 sessions before they have their match at the weekend. And if they are training also for their clubs, at least they have 5 sessions. That's how you develop football. So that's what we are doing, helping at the schools. And that, by the way, it's an open market that no one wants it. Nobody wants to turn it.
Yeah.
People want tournaments, you know, Danone tournaments and what tournaments and what. We don't run tournaments. We're dealing with the children. That's all.
Yeah, beautiful. Peter's going to kill me here, coach. But I can tell you, I got myself a D license. So,
yeah. I see a lot of people have got D licenses. It's exciting to have a D license. But at least when I see you're coaching.
Yes.
So be careful. There are people who get D license, they don't coach. You know, when you are a lawyer, you don't practice, what happens?
How did I say?
Thank you.
Well, thank you.
So and they deregister you anyway. So when you are a D license, you don't coach. You have a paper as a coach, but
squeezing in coach.
But you know, coach, okay,
come to my schools.
Yeah. Come to my schools. I say to these ex-players who wants to coach, I said, just come to the schools and have fun and see if you can coach and if you like it. And then if you love it, then go up, then
coach,
leave the schools.
Coach, me and you can talk the whole night. So thank you so much for coming.
Yeah.
Really, really appreciate it.
Yeah.
You made the dog that bites. It's still there.
No. Now the dog is bigger. It's stronger.
Pitbull now.
Ah, it's pitbull. You've done very well. I'm really proud of you, Muscap, because I've seen you coming into football. And now you're hosting a show. Unbelievable.
Thank you so much, coach.
Thank you. Thanks for inviting me.
No problem.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.